Now, as you may have heard, Redskins owner Dan Snyder is suing City Paper for publishing an article that went A to Z, outlining all the ways he tried to make money off the fans. Joining us here on the Mike O'Mara Show today, Redskins owner Dan Snyder. Can we lower the microphone a bit?
Where is he? Dan?
He must be down here somewhere.
Mr. Snyder?
Hey!
Wait, I hear him.
There he is.
Hey!
Put the microphone down here.
He's behind the lectern.
Yes. Lower this. There he is.
Down here.
Found him.
Do you want to step aside so we can see you?
How are you? I'm down here. You can see me.
Okay, can you introduce yourself, please, for those who are just joining us?
I'm Dan Snyder.
What's?
I'm owner of the Washington Redskins.
What's with your voice?
I'm just trying to make it lower, you know?
Why?
Can I talk in my regular voice?
Do you want to?
Why am I hearing like that? That terrible sound that we get, that
sounds
double
like
thing. What happened?
Gargling. Yeah.
It sounds like two people, Rob. You got to turn some microphone
off. I don't know what's going on.
Hello.
You can do lots of stuff with your voice.
Hello. We didn't have that before.
No, we didn't.
Mr. O'Mara's mic is off.
Edelweiss.
All the mics were just off, and it was still that way.
Oh, hello. What happened, Rob?
I don't know. Mr. Snyder?
I don't know. My machine's not working, and my machine always works.
Now, here's a question, Mr. Snyder. When you bought your machine, did you look for a bargain machine, or did you pay top dollar?
I'll gladly pay you 30 after 2 days instead of 40 today.
But that's really, the machine is not the issue at hand.
You know how I hate that, Rob.
I know how you do, Mr. Snyder.
Maybe you're a little flirty.
Turn his off.
Okay?
Hello?
I think it's,
podium we've done this
on.
Before.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is behind the scenes, the Mike O'Mara Show, when we're trying to do a character. Right.
Will we edit this out before we post the show?
No, Rob, this is behind the scenes. I wanted to do the high voice with Dan Snyder. Now, you notice that you don't hear a double voice here. But
yeah, when I turn that on.
See, and that wasn't there a minute ago.
Hello.
We had a nice high little voice for Dan Snyder.
Hi, how are you? I'm down here, but now it's like
it's all gargly.
It's kind of going and coming and coming and going. I'm not sure.
Worst things you could do.
This is a horrible bit. I really want to apologize to our listening audience.
No, I think it's fine.
I'm Dan Snyder. I'm on the Redskins.
That's right, and you're angry and you're suing people.
On,
you know what this is, Mr. Snyder?
What, Rob?
It's just a small problem.
Just a small, it's a little problem. I know.
Mr. Snyder, are you wearing a velour top?
I'm wearing a velour dickie. Wearing a dickie. Thank you. That's fleece.
That's a nice fleece.
That's fleece, you big fag.
You would know about
fleece. Exactly.
You would know about fleece.
Hey, you know,
it's a noun and a verb.
I was thinking about unloading the Redskins on an unsuspecting public.
Really?
Yeah, maybe selling them to the public like, the Green Bay Packers do. I was thinking about having a short sale.
Well, that would work.
All right. Where's my elevator shoe? Well, yeah, go
Mr.
ahead,
Snyder, if you don't mind. Why even sue a small paper such as the City Paper in Washington, D.C.? Why bother?
Because they're making fun of me.
Yes, they are.
They're making fun of me. You know
are they making fun, or are they just perhaps providing an homage?
An homage. Yeah, lick it, okay?
Hey.
Why don't you lick my tiny little beanbag, my little raisins, Rob?
Oh, wow.
You worked for me. You know what I'm like. You know I don't like people putting me down.
Yeah, you invited me to leave.
Hey! Don't look me in the eye.
I can't look you in the eye.
You look down when you're addressing me.
That's the only way we can look. With a periscope.
I'm Dan Snyder, damn it. Doesn't anybody know who I am?
Don't you know?
I'm the man. I'm the man wearing my burgundy and gold tie, huh?
You don't like it when people talk badly about you.
I sure don't, and I don't like that paper either.
You filed
that
a legal
paper,
brief.
You know what that paper is? That paper's a bunch of transvestites and degenerates. That's all that paper is.
Really?
The City Paper.
That's
the
right.
City Paper. You might as well read that paper and just get HIV.
Dan, calm down. I want you to relax. I know before we did the press conference, you had a song you wanted to hear.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. Can
and
you play it for me?
I'm gonna play your request.
Oh, my favorite song. I love this.
Dan Snyder's.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
This will calm you down.
I appreciate that.
Tiny Dancer.
You know, he's shoehorned this one in there. Yeah, Tiny Dancer. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Elton John on WAVA.
Blue Jean Baby.
Wow. Does that help?
Didn't know you could do that, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. Can I play? Can I talk about another record?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
This is evolving into Dan Snyder, DJ Danny.
You want to stay into the Elton John?
Hello, it's your little Uncle Dan.
DJ Danny.
You do own a radio.
Little Uncle Dan.
You own three radio stations.
Yeah, man. I could go on and play records, play the hits instead of all that sports talk.
My guess,
boring.
But Dan.
God, I hate sports talk.
Really?
Yeah, what a stupid format. Stupid format for stupid people.
That surprises me
since
you're a football owner.
Absolutely. Yeah, horrible. Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody. It's little Uncle Danny. How you doing? Right now, I got a pair of tickets going out to the 14th caller. It calls me. You'll get a $50,000 club seat from Dan Snyder and Red Zebra. Give me another one, man. I'm feeling good.
You're hot today.
Talking up the Elton John
record. Right now, season just around the corner. Oh, boy. Here's your weather forecast for this weekend at FedEx Field. Partly cloudy with a chance of flurries. Great football weather. Get outside and enjoy it. Hey, you up there. Zip up your fly. You're dripping on me. Man, I'm really rocking right now.
Oh, baby. Red hot, red hot.
I'm sizzling, I'm smoking. I'm next to the little Uncle Danny Snyder show. Yes, sir, we're having fun right now, baby.
You could be a great music jock if you paid music licensing for any of your radio stations.
You're funny. Why don't you kiss my little ass? Hey, give me another one.
Another
Come on
one?
Now. Okay. It's the little Uncle Danny Snyder show. I'm suing the city paper today. Oh, boy, I'm in a fighting mood. That's right. Yeah. I want to drop the gloves. I want to throw a right. I want to throw a left. I want to get into a big, bad fight. You're listening to the Dan Snyder show. On Red Zebra Radio, W Short Radio. Yeah, baby. Having a good time. Bring him on. Come on. I'm on a roll right now. I want to hear more and more. Yes, sir. It's the little Uncle Danny show giving you a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to Bermuda. If you want to get on the line to get on the air right now, you call 1-800-DANNY. That's 1-800-DANNY. I don't know what I'm giving away. Oh, that's right. It's a trip to Bermuda.
That's right.
Is this bitches back?
It is.
Hey, who's the bitch? All right.
You know what? You might be better. I know you sound good on regular broadcast radio. Have you ever tried shortwave?
That's funny.
That is
That's
funny,
another
right?
short joke.
You
yes.
don't like it.
Oscar Santana. We go to the Telemundo representative.
I know it's really important to you these days, but as far as your reputation is concerned, don't you feel like David versus Goliath is going to come up?
That's funny. Is that a short joke? Look at him. He's all proud of himself.
Very, very proud. Yes.
Hey, it's the little Uncle Danny show. My name's Uncle Dan Snyder, and I'm playing the hits for you each and every day on W Mid. Radio, yes, sir. If you want to get on the line, can I have another?
You show? Want another record?
I feel like talking up records.
He loves that. I didn't know you
what
were
I wanted
a DJ.
To do. Come on, get with the program, Rob. Jesus Christ! How many times do I have to tell you? We usually sing. What's this one?
Split ends.
Split. No, not good. No,
not a good talk-up record.
No, I want to get a good talk-up record.
The intro was too short.
Yeah, thank you very much. How you doing, Buzz?
I'm well, Dan Snyder.
Yeah, y'all recovered
now? Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Attaboy.
You sound a little like Buzz there.
Thank
do you do impressions?
I sure do.
No kidding.
Hi.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, that's very nice.
I'm Buzz Fairbank. Finally, the president said today.
How about a little Steely Dan, Mr. Snyder?
Steely Dan, all right.
You could be Steely Dan Snyder.
Hey, everybody. Hey. It's the Uncle Dan Snyder Show. How y'all doing? We're going to take a nice walk in the country right now. Get out around Stanford way, out around Berkeley. That's where these guys hail from. Yes, sirree. Steely Dan. It's a long intro, isn't it?
The double, yeah.
Yeah, it's the double intro. It's the album version, isn't it?
Right on.
Yeah, my name's Uncle Dan Snyder, and right now I've got $200 cash for you.
Really?
Hey, wait a minute. No, I don't. I don't give money. I take money.
Yeah.
But I'll charge you $25 for parking if you're the 15th caller right now to my show.
Your everlasting sermon, you can see.
I was a little loose on that one.
DJ
Sorry
Dan.
About that.
Well, it's an album rock
Steely
format.
Steely Dan, always a terrible talker.
Don't you love commercials on your radio station?
I love commercials, yeah. Yes, sir.
Me too.
Let's think. Thank you. Hey, Menasha!
Hey, how's it going?
I didn't see you at Temple last week.
Yeah, my mentor.
Hey, fantastic. Great to have you with us.
But
what's
the two
next
of you have plenty to talk about.
Hey, we're running out of time here, Rob. What's our last record?
Donna Summer.
Ah, Donna Summer. Yeah, give me another Donna Summer. I don't like this one.
Well, let me move forward.
Let's see.
Pictures of Matchstick Men. Hey, here's a good one. Sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now I realize what the problem with this bit is. We've delved into Rob's iPod. Which is like, as we mentioned the other day, going to the Twilight Zone. Like going
radio.
Into a black and white cartoon. All the guys with the big feet going clop, 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 clop. That's what we're doing, baby. We're not doing the Uncle Dan Snyder show, but Rob's picking a beauty for us to go out on, isn't he?
He's not short-sighted.
Chicago?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Go out on a ballad song?
Uncle Dan Snyder. How you doing? Listen, I sued the city paper today. They deserved every bit. Oh, I don't know that song.
No, sorry.
I've got to go. You made me late already.
Oh, no, you're leaving?
I'm on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Suck a D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You like Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
The magic dragon lived by the sea.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to puff the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon. Are you a pothead, Farker?
No, no. What? No. Jack, no, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No, yes, no.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That's the Ben Stiller I like.
Yeah.
That is?
That's the Ben Stiller that I wish was still making movies. Not the Zoolander Ben Stiller. Not the Dodgeball Ben Stiller. That was the Ben Stiller who was the wimpy, goofy, nerdy guy that everybody loved.
What about the Ben Stiller in the museum?
Night at the Museum?
I like that Ben Stiller.
I don't even know that Ben Stiller.
I haven't seen that
You
one.
Know what? You should introduce yourself to that Ben Stiller.
You know what? That Ben Stiller is for the father of smaller children than mine.
Perhaps you're right.
So that's why I don't familiarize myself with that Ben Stiller. But I like the Something About Mary Ben Stiller and the Meet the Parents Ben Stiller, which was the 1-2 punch for Ben Stiller when I said he's going to give us a lot of joy.
Right.
And then there was, you know... What's the one about the karate stuff where the ping pong or something like that?
Dodgeball?
Was it dodgeball?
I think it was. Yeah.
They were so bad, no one remembers.
Ping
they
pong are,
they
and were ding bad. Dang.
There was one. Wasn't there one where or was that Jim Carrey? I don't know. They all run
so
together.
So many bad movies.
No, you know what? I'm continuing the sloppiness of this show.
No, I think it's been almost perfect.
Was it Balls of Fury? But I don't
Balls
think
of Fury was
he
wasn't
Balls
in
that.
He wasn't in that.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
All right. So now that was another. A crappy movie that
his father was in that one.
Really, Jerry?
Yes,
Jerry Stiller.
Hey, no, the what? Fist.
Before we start the program, let me just apologize for the looseness and sloppiness of that opening vignette, which just it was so bad it was good. It
will never happen again.
Sure, yes. Let's go with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was so good that it was great.
Thank you, Rob. Enjoyed across America on stations like you know what, and in 140. Yeah, from
the other one
and the MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is
Thursday,
February 3rd, 2011. We are over 5 million. You know that. Our show today
show
is
Prep Thursday.
Brought to you by one of our sponsors. We're happy to know we have to get that in.
Yes, we do.
Our show today brought to you by Voice Your Feelings. Voice Your Feelings, you record a personal message and assign it to real sound paper greeting cards.
Right.
And Voice Your Feelings will mail it for you. Do we have an example of some of the Voice Your Feelings cards that we do on this show?
Wouldn't it be great if I said no?
It would be.
You know, it would be very typical to
that, wouldn't it? I'll tell you, I would be able to handle it because that's been the whole show today and really through nobody's fault but my own.
No, I have examples. I have Buzz and I have myself.
And let me just say, TMOS fans can include messages from me, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, even Charlie, and Internet Radio Tommy, and they sound something like this. Okay. Let's get
anything to please you. That's one.
Creep you out a little bit?
Mike has gone numb.
Perhaps another then?
Sure.
See, these are for other people.
Because I'm not
use.
Feeling real after that one. Can you play that one again,
maybe
please?
You need some ginger ale?
Really? Yeah. I just feel like...
Hey, Mike, you'd like that ginger ale because you know what our motto is here.
Right.
Anything to please you.
That's so disgusting. Have you no shame?
Well,
no,
here's another one. Whatsoever. Here's another one you might not care for.
All right. I'll be honest. I'm feeling cocky.
Okay, are these all his?
No, there's well, some no, of me that you'll hate as well.
Okay, all right.
You want one of me?
Yeah, let's hear one of you.
Does he ever?
All right. Yours better be happy, peppy.
Hi, it's Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show. Please be courteous and double-click me.
God. Okay, and you can combine that with your own greeting if you
Who
like.
Wrote right. these,
or you can just do your own greeting. And
John, it's made, amazing. John Steinbeck wrote them.
Did you make that? Did you make yours up?
No,
Mark did.
I made it up. Yeah. Yes.
You made that up.
I did.
Please be generous and double click me.
Sure, it's a sexual double entendre. It's Rob Spiewak here because this fella only cared enough to send a virtual greeting.
It's very clever.
These are examples of...
It's so your Facebook page.
Greetings from us.
Okay, it's let's rewind a little bit. We won't go so far back as the opening sketch.
I don't blame the old man.
We won't go so far back as the
sketch. He's doing what he's done for years.
But how about this? Hi, I'm Mike, and here's what I want. Hi, I'm Rob. I'm going to give you what you want. Mike hears what he wants and says, I don't like that.
No.
I don't understand what he's saying.
You know,
you asked
my brain is so scrambled from the beginning of the...
How about this one?
Rob's mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob is mad.
You can see the serious face comes on.
He gets very upset.
And I hope that, insert your name here, has a great Valentine's Day.
There's another greeting.
Can I like that? Can I hear that one again one more time, please?
No.
Because you want happiness.
Let me please you.
I want to hear that last one you did. All right, here we go.
No, that's my motto today.
Let me give it. This will make him even madder. Watch this.
Hey, it's Rob, and I hope that insert your name here has a great Valentine's Day.
Ah.
Oh no!
I've got one.
Why don't you be courteous and stifle your laughter like I did during the opening bit?
Oh!
Hey, you were part of that opening bit, you son of a bitch!
I know.
You own that part of the opening bit. You are very much in that opening bit.
Can I try
we're just
one?
Having fun.
What's that?
Try one that I never got a chance to record. I didn't know we were recording. I guess they just put some stuff
down. I put
perhaps
it out
he didn't get the email.
Yeah.
But this is a good time to do it.
This show is degenerative. We just attack each other every day.
This is great because this is
some quiet and
this is on everybody's time.
Here we go. And ladies and gentlemen, the greeting for Voice Your Feelings by Oscar Santana.
Happy Valentine's Day. Just remember, I make more money than you. That means I'm more important than you.
That's good.
There you go. There's Oscar's greeting. Now you can do your own greeting and just by itself, or you can include a message from us with your greeting.
Okay. Anything to please you. Yeah,
that sounds
like that.
Would I be the only one who has not recorded
one
yet?
As of now, yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready for my my greeting.
Here we go. Get ready, America.
Now, will you be able to take these off this show?
Yes.
And really?
I'll do that.
So the work will already be done.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Killing two birds with one stone. All right.
I like to kill something with
and
a stone.
We don't have to say our names necessarily.
No.
Okay. F*** you! How is that?
Well, I don't think we can use that.
Huh?
I don't
know.
Well,
we
sure we could.
I liked it, actually.
That was pretty great.
I liked it,
that was pretty awesome.
I was expecting pinch it, curl it, and
we'll
lick
need,
it.
We'll need to save it before we bleep it.
Hello to all of
because you'll
our,
want it uncensored.
I apologize to all of our listeners today. We, you know, this is a very fine program. And it's
normally,
it's a big bowl of spit today. I'm sorry. And
can I take
say,
a moment to say something to the listeners?
Oh, Jesus. What could possibly go wrong?
What could it hurt?
It couldn't hurt
anything. Here's my message. All right.
Anything to please you.
Think Valentine's Day
and
use the link on our website to voice your feelings, and we would appreciate that. They are a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Are they a happy sponsor? Will they be happy after this?
They'll be very happy after this, I'm
How about
sure.
this? You know, I'll make up for that last horrible one. That
okay.
I thought it was nice.
In 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello. This is the little St. Patrick's Day leprechaun, and you're getting a St. Patty's Day greeting. I hope you're wearing the green and have a fantastic St. Patty's Day. F*** you!
Again?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're
going to
edit that out.
You can edit that.
Is that for St. Patty's Day or Valentine's Day?
What do you think it's for? Of course. Come on now. What? Are you okay?
It just doesn't
I know
make
you've been
sense.
In hospitals like for 24
yes.
hours.
Are you okay?
It's for St. Patrick's Day because that's just around the corner.
But nobody gives cars for St. Patty's Day.
I do.
We do in my family.
They do?
I know we don't down there. I know we don't down there. I know we don't do that. We give them to my family.
Really?
Yeah.
They'll be sending one to Pucky the Whale.
Not everybody, you know. Hey, there's Pucky the Whale. I'm wearing
You're
Pucky
wearing
today.
Your whale shirt today.
Oscar, would you like to do a greeting for Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, please. Let's do all of our greetings for the specialty days.
Okay.
All right. Go
no,
ahead.
I don't think you give cards to Cinco de Mayo.
You don't?
No.
Okay. What about Black History Month, Rob? Would you like to do one for Black History Month?
I would.
Okay. Very good.
No.
All right. Here we go.
I need a little quiet.
All right.
Lamont, you big dummy. This is Rob Spiewak saying Happy Black History Month for all of my black friends.
And now it's time for another apology.
There we go. Send letters to
There's nothing wrong with that.
Said yes, Lamont.
I have one for
he
you.
He summed up seriously his view of the black community with that statement. I swear to God, that's in his world, that is black America.
No.
Lamont and Fred Sanford.
Don't forget Rollo.
Yeah, Rollo and Grady.
And Grady and who was Bubba?
Bubba.
Can I just quickly do my Cinco de Mayo one?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm not a Mexican. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. My apologies. Hey, today is Thursday, February 3rd, 2011.
Anything to please you.
I'm gonna get this out of the way because I've gotten a couple of people that have told me to do it that I've been teasing it. What? It's not a big deal,
what?
And it's just a little thing about my life. Frankie, the update.
Yeah.
What's the update?
All right. The good and the bad. I thought the whole thing was positive until Ronick informed me that Frankie dropped a little turd in the living room. A lot of turd in the living room studio. So that is not fixed. And I would say the reason that is not fixed, and you're hearing me, yes, defend my chihuahua.
Why?
Because the relationship has changed. The relationship has changed for the better.
But
I never dreamed it would happen.
Is that even a value if he's taking a crap everywhere?
He is taking a crap, I think, inside more than out because it is extremely difficult
it's
when we get
really
8 inches of snow for a chihuahua to go in the snow. They don't do that. At least mine doesn't. When you know, he did yesterday for the first time because we had a little snow melt, but I don't...
Are they not a burrowing creature?
I don't know if he's a burrowing creature, but the important thing is, you remember, you guys have seen this, where I would call him and he would run in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
You would sit in my living room and he would jump up on people's
laps. Last week's bonus show, we did that.
That's right.
Friends of mine. Well, I'm here to tell you that the relationship in general is getting better and better every day.
Well, that's good.
At night now, when he jumps up on bed, he will come over and he puts his little paws right up on my chest and he leans into me and he actually cuddles with me like a little baby.
Does he
it's
cuddle
adorable.
Or is he making sure you're breathing?
He is cuddling.
He's holding a small mirror under your nose.
He is showing me love. And then not last week, but the week before, I was sitting in the, as Bruce Boudreau would call it, the chair of death.
Why is it the chair of death?
Because you sit there emotionless. That's what
guys the one in front of the TV. Yeah, sure.
We all have our chair that we could sit in for 20 hours and it wouldn't matter. I have mine, and Frankie never would go near it. He would be terrified. Mm. And he actually jumped up into my lap and hung out with me.
That's excellent.
I was astonished.
Now,
I was
what really about pleased. The other dog, Meatloaf?
Meatloaf, you know, I could care less. I really could. I show him love, but I will never have a relationship with that dog.
Do you show him active love?
I show him active love. I violate him.
Okay, well, that's okay. No, and still he doesn't like you?
Send that letter to Mike O'Mara.
That's right. No. Happy Black History Month.
I get along with Beluga, but only insofar as he'll come over to me. He'll give me occasionally a morning greeting. Uh-huh. But like Beluga will come to me, and I'll pet him, and I'll give him a little hug. And then he goes over to the end of the bed and waits
collapses.
A second and dives down to where and goes to wherever Carla is.
I bet that's a great sound.
Clink.
The sound of that dog jumping up. I saw something great yesterday with Frankie. Is I do enjoy the ritual you have of having your after-show eggs and then putting your egg plate down and letting the dogs lick it.
It's kind of gross.
But
I know it's gross to a
every
lot
day.
Of people.
You know what? I'm used to it now.
It's kind of gross.
I've seen it more than once.
I understand how people would think it was gross.
Well, when they're I eat here, I use plastic utensils. But when Frankie...
You're the only one that is really... I think
flipped out about it.
You're totally flipped out about it because you're not a dog.
They
person.
Go in the dishwasher,
the thing is,
right?
They could totally go.
The dishes or the dogs?
Both.
They are immediately put in the sink and thoroughly, you know,
scrubbed hot soap and water.
A nice
hot
rinse under warm water.
No, it's
no,
I'm
kidding.
We clean them.
But the thing that I was so fascinated with yesterday that was almost a YouTube worthy image was the rimming of the plate.
Rob is right about this.
When the egg was all gone from the plate, and obviously Frankie wanted more, and this dog put his tongue on the plate and walked in two circles around it, dragging his tongue on the plate, it looked like a mechanical toy. And if we could get him to do it again, it's going to go viral.
That's what you
and
want.
And we're going to take
in
it
private.
To the next step. Put that on voice.
You want him
readings.
To be tortured. Yes, RJ.
My favorite part was when he was licking the fork.
Yeah, he licked
the fork.
And the fork
was moving all around.
Oh, yeah. Clang-a-ding-a, clang-a-ding-a.
He likes that. That was the start of the bonding thing, but now I'm just here to tell you, he's mine.
Your friends.
He is my dog. I am not getting rid
so
of this
he's
chihuahua.
Closer, he's closer to life than death.
He is. I dig him. I dig him. He is a cute dog. He's got a lot of personality. He's becoming much more relaxed around Carla and me. He's not a nervous. He used to shake all the time.
Do you
yes,
think it's because
constantly.
He's getting older?
Yeah, I think so. He's getting
used to the family. A black lab is almost useless till they're three.
Is he 14 or 21?
He's less than that. He's probably 12, I would think.
12?
Yes. Well, I got him last year, right? When did I bring him? I brought him back
from a little over a year. Yeah.
Yeah, a little over a year.
We were not burdened.
Months.
We were not burdened.
14 months.
Not burdened with employment when you got that dog, right?
Right. That was.
Oh yeah, because I was making fun of you because I said, "Why not get another mouth to feed while you don't have a job?"
Such a tiny mouth.
But I do have to say, things are going well with him, and I like having him around. And you know, I want to let everybody know with our vacation schedules here, we're each going to be
good news.
The shows are going to continue, mm-hmm. and we're all going to be taking a week off
separately.
Separately,
we're taking separate vacations.
We are. We're doing
separate
vacations.
We're no longer in love like we were.
That's
before.
The secret of happiness. Is time apart.
It's foolish for four guys on a show, five guys really, mm-hmm. six guys really,
right.
For one person. Everybody to leave at the same
Why
time.
Why shut down the show?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, keep it going.
So when I go down, Beluga is staying behind mm-hmm. with Carla's work partner, and Frankie will be coming to FLA.
Wow.
Frankie will be making the trip. So that's how
sharing,
special this
show. Sharing the driving?
Vacation time. I know we're all rotating here, but you and RJ going together.
No.
No.
Really?
Really?
I don't know. What
that
happened?
Seems wrong.
When are you telling him?
He might come down and go to a game. I don't know.
I would think so.
We'd like to go to Springtown. He'd probably make a pass down and go to a game.
Have an evening at the bar. I thought you guys
would go together like last time.
Well, he's welcome to come. Well, he's the, not the
if
whole
If he's not
vacation.
Invited, I get it.
RJ knows that I'm good for
keep poking, huh?
One good night.
One night.
One good night.
Maybe two, and that's it.
Yeah.
I know.
One. But anyway,
four and a half.
You know what's going to happen? He'll come down under the pretense of one good night and a mysterious injury. A fly-by-night Florida doctor comes and says, this man cannot move for 4 days.
One good night leads to another.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Oscar's dad's balloon. It's nothing dirty, folks.
Yeah.
It's just something I saw on Facebook.
Better for the bonus show.
Little mailbag for Thursday and Super Bowl food. No, we won't do that. Uh-huh. Everybody does that. You know what it is?
What?
It's bullshit. Mike! Yeah. Hey, I use streamers. We'll be right back.
Best show ever.
Welcome back to MichaelMarinShow.com. Yeah, Daddy was tired last night. What's everybody eating at the Super Bowl? Let me just show for the Ustreamers. Uh-huh. There. That's what that is. If you hear that on TV or you hear that on radio, uh-huh. that's what that is, okay?
Hey, what are you eating? What are the snacks going to be for the Super Bowl? Hey, how about that? We're going to do the chili recipe and then nacho. F you.
How about this, Mike? When we come back, Liz Crenshaw talking about Super Bowl food.
Bye. Yeah. You know what?
Jimmy's Wings.
You know what I'm watching? What? Yeah, all right, I'll give it TV stations.
Uh-huh.
Little suggestion right here.
Okay.
I got it. No, sorry. Hold on. Okay. Our show is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
That's what we're having.
Yeah, go to a bar.
We're having wings.
Go to a bar.
Jimmy's annual Super Bowl bash. Happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. Mm. 50-cent wings all day, even for carryout.
Listen to that.
And a free football pool for the first 100 fans. Prizes after every quarter. You guys are going to be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy, and then to watch the game on the big screen TV. Uh-huh. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-JIMS or click the banner ad on our website, and Jimmy has
order.
A great Super Bowl party.
That copy needs to be corrected. It's Jotperty.
Yes.
Oh, Jotperty.
It's Jotperty.
I'm not playing that game.
Yes, you are. Yeah, because it's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I'll let him call it that when we get there.
It's easy to say. It goes trippingly off the tongue.
Here's what I watch. If I'm watching Super Bowl coverage from a local, station mm-hmm. down in Dallas, I would say the top five Super Bowl crimes. Now I'm riveted at that.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm listening.
Because you know down there that stuff is going to go down.
Oh, sure.
That's going to be evil in nature.
A lot of drugs and prostitution
and,
for sure.
Yeah, but I would like to know what's the pecking order. You know, as far
so
as is it
hey.
Crime? Is it crime against people like robbery, or is it the how shall I say
crimes of the flesh?
The gentle crimes, Buzz.
Yes, right.
Your prostitution, mm-hmm. selling a bag of weed here and there.
Exactly.
I'd like to find out what.
How about
that is.
This? How about Liz Crenshaw? And I hate to keep mentioning her name.
No, you don't.
How about the lovely Liz Crenshaw says, I can tell you how you can return that big screen TV of the day after the Super Bowl coming up on News 4.
Yeah, it's coming up. The big game. Let's get back to our friend Oscar, who was not with us yesterday because his dad was having another medical procedure.
Yes.
You told us earlier when you dropped in today that you said everything is going okay.
Yeah, it's actually doing so well that he leaves today. He's leaving as we speak, as we're recording
that's fantastic, I would imagine.
And
nothing,
amazing.
Nothing bad so far?
No. We're still waiting the pathology report, but overall our spirits are great, and the fact that he's getting home I think is another important step
for
his recovery.
The fact that they're releasing him is a huge vote of support towards his health.
Last night you showed on your Facebook page a a balloon, and it was a, a talking balloon.
Talking balloon.
That I thought was the most obnoxious effing thing, especially for Get Well. I would, unbelievable that they have the audacity to send these things. Was it Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yes. A terrible rendition of it. It wasn't even the real song.
Be happy.
And it the triggering mechanism is tapping the balloon.
Balloons have come a long way where, obviously, when I was growing up, if you got a shiny cellophane balloon, you were the cat's meow.
It's a big deal.
Today, Mylar. They're called Mylar, right?
Yes. Thank you very much. Mylar. Today, if you have a Mylar balloon and they don't talk, then you're missing out, because there are so many different renditions of Get Well balloons, singing balloons. Yes, thank you very much.
This is, I hate to sound like a curmudgeon, but I will. This is once again the problem with America.
Yeah.
This is why we just can't be satisfied.
Ask me how much.
Oh my God, how much was it?
And where did you get it?
At the gift store.
We need to be overstimulated.
In the hospital.
In the hospital.
They saw you coming.
Oh, you got it, Buzz.
Wow.
$14.99.
Well, he was just in the hospital.
And hung out at the gift shop.
It just is
price matching.
You know, it goes back, and we talk about it with kids, where, you know, imagine if we had had 1/10 of what kids have on a car trip.
I know.
I mean, imagine, first of all, a video game that didn't exist when I was, 9 years old.
A DVD screen on the back of Dad's headrest.
Absolutely.
The ability to listen to another radio station than your parents. Yes. I mean, make it that big. You know what Julia said on our last trip?
What's that?
She said, our car needs more cigarette lighter charger things. I said, you have two back there. She says, I'm using two now, but I need more.
It blows me away. And now it's like, even with our balloon, we can't just have a nice, quiet little balloon.
I was shocked as well. And what was great about it is my dad lay there helpless. I would just, the motion is you tap not once, but twice to make it go. And at one point, he looked at me and said, Oscar, I appreciate you getting me that funny balloon. But enough is enough.
And Did he say that?
And I said, so you're saying you don't like this? And I tapped it again. I said, Oscar, I'm not feeling well, as you can tell.
Oh,
please,
no.
Stop.
You're torturing your father in the hospital. You're still the little brat. You're still the little brat. So that, I knew you were playing with it.
Yes.
But I didn't know you were the author. Yeah. I didn't know you bought the damn thing.
I was messing with
you. You know what the worst thing about helium balloons is? Wow. And I hate doing this, and I'll do anything I can to get out of it, like for a party or something.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to drive in a car with like 2 dozen balloons, and they always come up front and surround you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like worse than texting. Driving with balloons is hazardous duty. I've put them weighted in the back of my Tahoe, and somehow they conspire, they find their way forward.
It's
and
the
it's
biggest
like,
racket
like, in
as
a
well.
Jungle. It's horrible.
Dollar-wise.
You got problems with helium balloons?
I do.
F you, Rob.
Hey, F you, helium.
Anyway, same voice. Sloppy show.
So I think, quickly, do you think this is creepy?
What's that?
So yesterday, you know, our friend Todd, who our tech guy that comes in.
Yeah.
So he's newly single. And there is a very attractive nurse that was there. And she had mentioned in passing a bunch of times that she was like, she flirts with my dad because my dad likes that.
Right.
And says that he's single. And says that she's single. And I said, well, you know, I have a good friend that might be a good suitor for you.
Right.
If you would mind. She's like, you know what? She's a traveling nurse. She just got into town.
Oh. She's hot.
She's very attractive.
Celebrity.
I would say that who's the girl from the red hair? She's married to Sacha Baron Cohen.
What's her name? Amy, is it Amy Adams?
Amy Adams. Yeah.
Amy Adams, who actually played a nurse in Catch Me If You Can. Yeah. One of her very first roles.
In braces.
Nice. With the braces. Nice. Oh, yes. And was very was even
but
sexy
she's
back
got
then.
The She's a girl next door type of thing.
Okay.
And she's from New England, so you'd love her.
The amazing thing is she's already in a nurse's uniform, so you don't even have to get to that.
They just wear scrubs. It's not like that. Yeah. So so I said, and it was awkward, the back and forth, because my dad was sitting there, and she's like, oh, do you have a picture of him? So I pull up his Facebook because I'm sitting there, and I pull up and she goes, oh, he's really cute. And I'm like, oh, well, we should get my girlfriend and all go out sometime as a group. She's like, I just got here a month ago. I know no one in the city. I can do that. So we're all done.
Here's what I like about her. She's not she's not a wallflower. She's actually gregarious enough where that would be satisfactory.
Yes.
And that's,
that's
very cool.
So
she's going to get busy, Mike.
See, but that's, once again, the social networking. You bring up a picture of the guy. Mm-hmm. Here he is.
Yes.
All right, very cool.
I Facebook friend request her, and then so that's all done, right?
Right.
When I'm done, I forget that my father is sitting right there, and he's watching this all go down.
Watch it transpire.
That's great.
Like it's a completely foreign discussion. Yeah. And I don't mean the Bolivian thing. Right, right. I mean, it's a generational thing.
Right, exactly.
But regardless of how he knew what Facebook was or wasn't, he looked at me and goes, Oscar, you're quite the ladies man. And I was like, and I turned beet red like a little kid. I'm like,
he was proud.
I was just trying to hook up my friend Todd. And then he's like, you don't have to explain to me. I saw what happened. And I was like,
that is great. But you did. I mean, that's a good wingman to have, you know?
It was
that's
quick.
Good that you do that for your buddy. Yeah. And I hope it
the
let us know
the
how
awkward open was, though, because I couldn't tell how old she was because I didn't want her to be too young.
Right.
Because I didn't. You couldn't. She just looked like a young girl. And I was like, do you mind me asking how old you are? And I thought at first that's like the worst thing you can ask a girl.
48.
And not if they're young enough.
Yeah, no, but she said 29. She looked like she was like 22.
I'd ask for ID.
And I said, that's great because my friend's in his early 30s. This might be perfect.
Right. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
And she's so she made an impression on you.
I thought she was just smart and witty.
And she's treating your old man well.
Yes. So
did she mention that he looks just like Jason Segel?
I did not mention that. And she did not.
It will come up.
I'm sure.
You mentioned that he's an app master?
I said he's got his own business. I didn't say what he did.
Because he's, I mean, he's, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't he white? Noise.
He is white noise.
Yeah,
you were just
always always color with you.
Can we get him on the show to just talk about apps?
Yeah,
I would love to do that. I would really love
now that you're all in.
He's such a nice guy, and you know what? I remember he came to the Jimmy's party that we had.
That's right,
the Christmas show
for the Winter Classic.
Right. And, oh, that's right.
Was it the Winter Classic?
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh.
And I didn't get a chance to chat.
Yeah, we're
with
going to the Super Bowl party as well.
Oh, that's
didn't he also do that at Bang a Nurse?
Bangin' Nurse.
It's $2.99. It's a great app.
Bangin' Nurse.
Great stick.
Next to Angry Birds.
That's right.
One of the most popular
Bangin'
apps.
Bangin' Nurse.
But I want to talk to him because, as far as apps, and since he is on the cutting edge of this and has one of the, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the most successful apps in the country.
Yes, one of the most successful apps businesses in the country.
That I'd love to talk to him about that because to me, you want to talk about a new frontier.
That is
when you're talking about just things that you can do. It just doesn't seem, that seems almost like a new internet.
It's one of the new booms in America.
It's amazing.
Well, the gold rush is really over, to be quite honest.
It is.
It is.
Mr. Sunshine.
You had to get in really, really early, and he can talk about it in length of how you got in.
So but the ideas,
well,
the ideas have all been done. You had to get in early. You had to brand yourself.
Seems like great apps still keep coming out.
Well,
though.
They do. It's just. And he can talk about
it. Okay, good.
Well, he's at a place. He's at a place basically where he doesn't do anything private. When people call to him and say, "Hey, we've got a suitcase of money. Mm-hmm. We want you to build this type of application," he just passes it off because it's not for him.
Okay,
that's how great a guy is.
Let's book him next week.
Yes.
Wait, he passed up money?
Suitcase.
Really?
Yeah, I know that's foreign to you.
Mark blank. Mark just zoned as soon as you said suitcase of money.
What? Mark Ronick blanched. Anyway.
But we'll talk to him. We'll get him on the show.
All right. Yeah. So I want to remind everybody we've got a great bonus hour for you on tomorrow's show. The bonus hour will feature Unfinished Business.
It's all
on
about
the Mike
us,
O'Mara
really.
Show. All about us. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Buzz post-deathbed.
Right.
We'll have Oscar and Kara on just to find out an update on you guys
can
and
I,
what's new with
can
you.
Can I just quickly ask another question?
One more
my
question.
My little nephew's coming into town, and I'm bringing him to work, Earthwalk work.
Yes.
And he's 5.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can I put him in your kitchen with a coloring book during the show here?
Of course.
Because I got it. Because my sister's coming home to take care of my father.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's got 2 kids.
What day?
So I was going to tomorrow.
Julia has school. I would have her come babysit.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, no, she's only gone to school one day in the past 2 weeks.
Right. It's not like we're going to go out there and the pug's going to eat him.
No, he's fine.
All right.
And he's a good little boy.
Also, this feature will be called something I've wanted to do for a long time. We're going to do this on the bonus hour tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's simply entitled Rob's Day. I want a detailed accounting, a breakdown, because I'm fascinated about the world of Rob. Rob. Rob's day.
Well, this will truly, really be dynamic radio then.
And you boys will all be thrilled because we will have a discussion of my bipolarness, okay. which everybody seems to be making me aware of, that I my highs and my
Who
lows.
Who told you that?
I don't know. I've gotten it from a...
Which one of you will be speaking to?
Thank you. Ass! Anyway, RJ's job. I'm sensing trouble in River City.
Trouble afoot.
Yeah.
I certainly can't take care of him.
No.
He's doing fine. He's got a nice new Cosby sweater on. He's doing okay.
Mark's happiness and, in general, our bonding on the show and why this show works in such a strange way. Ready for the listener mailbag?
Sure.
Finished up from earlier this week. We wanted to get to this, knock some of these out before we go to break and get Rob's audio vault on here.
A couple more letters.
This comes from a gentleman named John Sheldon. Subject, TMOS mailbag. Greetings, TMOS.
Okay.
Longtime fan here. I recently adopted a puppy. And while trying to come up with a name for the young man, I immediately went to the four gentlemen who make my daily commute on the Baltimore Beltway tolerable. Ooh. We thank you. What better homage can I give than to name my new best friend after one of you? After considering the names, he does not have quite Mike's bipolar attributes.
Perfect. See,
the word is. The word
you
is
see,
out.
I don't know that we've ever called you bipolar. I know you have severe mood swings.
There it is on the from the computer keyboard of a listener.
Thanks, right. Sheldon.
Nor does he have Rob's gay tendencies. Yeah.
Now that I can agree to.
And being a puppy, he does not yet hump everything he sees, so Buzz is out. Yeah. He does, however, like to destroy things for no apparent reason. So having said that, I present you with Oscar the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. What a bonus that is. All right, very good. I'll let you save that one.
You ever had a pet named for you?
No, but it's always great when I meet people because there aren't too many Oscars out there. Right. There's a lot of pets named Oscar. And hey, I had a dog named Oscar. Oh, nice to meet you.
I did.
I know. Great big. Was that the Pyrenees?
I had a great Pyrenees named Oscar.
Yeah, he was taller than you, but
good stuff.
God, I miss that
good name
dog.
For a pet.
Yeah. Really good.
Or a human.
I had a grandfather named Oscar, too. You know that, right?
Well, that's nice.
This comes from Dan Reeser. Subject, advice from Mike.
Now, this gets off to a weird start.
Okay. Then he says, did that work? I don't really want advice from that hump. Hey, I was talking with my wife about hump. I almost get tempted to crumple them up. That's
you know
my
what?
Bipolarness.
You should read the front of that again like Dom DeLuise in the end.
Dan Reeser writes, subject, advice from Mike. Did that work? I don't want advice from that hump. Ha-ha. Was talking with my wife about how she doesn't like wine because it gives her a bad headache. We talked about cheese and chocolate as well. We talked about whether foods are comfort foods related to hormonal issues or whether the headaches are caused by the food.
Ah.
Either way, we agreed that Mike eats like a chick. Oh, but it just keeps getting better and better, you bastard. A big chick. One more thing.
Keep going.
My birthday was...
Jesus. I'm sorry.
Is it too late to get... Aside from me being an ass, I appreciate everything that you all do. Thank you for making my ride home from work more relaxing and entertaining. My mornings are, of course, filled with 105.9 The Edge.
Yay!
Too little ass kissing too late? Okay. His birthday was on December 30th, 2010.
Yes. Wow.
It's a while back.
We hopped right on that.
It's not too late to get a birthday greeting. And this is for Dan Reeser. Mm-hmm. Count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Dan Reeser.
Mike eats like Time Daily.
Dan, thank you. Mike eats like a chick. A big chick. Very good. Next one comes from...
They love to make the comedy.
Comes from Brian Holzberger.
Have you ever had one, Mike? A delicious Holzberger?
A lovely Holzberger. The subject is healthcare reform, Mike and Buzz.
Interesting.
I just want to say that as someone who has a pre-existing condition, healthcare reform has already hurt me incredibly.
Hmm.
I have been a diabetic for and have been with the same HMO as long as I can remember.
He's got the sugar, Mike.
But went off on my own policy about 5 years ago. I have an insulin pump that my HMO provided for when I first started on my own policy with them, but has recently informed me this is hard to read.
You know, that's
the person's weak and they're sick.
I have an insulin pump that my HMO provided for when I first started on my own policy with them, but has recently informed they will no longer cover pumps or pump supplies.
Not everybody's a writer, Mike.
Did that make sense?
Made sense to me.
Did you understand what he was saying?
Essence,
you know, that's what my dad calls the nurse at his endocrinologist, the insulin pump.
They will they will now only cover syringes now.
Now. for them and none.
With syringes, I was doing 5 injections daily and had nowhere near the control I have now and also had to eat set meals at certain times of day. Rather than losing my freedom to eat and live, I must pay out of pocket to the tune of $3,000 a year. It's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Healthcare reform has forced the HMOs to be very short-sighted with their finances. Some might say that's not healthcare reform. Right. That's the HMO that you
they
have.
They were like that before, I think. Right. I don't know.
Instead of paying for pump supplies and save money in the long run, they would rather supply syringes and pay for amputations later. Wow, this guy's pretty heavy. Yeah. Healthcare reform could be great, but what got passed is not. It's all about dollars and cents and has removed doctors from the equation of making decisions about what they know best, and that is health. Brian.
Yeah, I just thought we should give the other side. There was somebody who's not happy about health care reform.
Well,
since
you
we talked
thought
about it.
Wrong. Okay.
Well, I will say this. You know, my father has been insulin dependent for 30 years, mm-hmm. and he still manages it with needles and proper diet.
Right.
And you know what? It can be done. That guy paints a pretty grim picture for having to deal with needles on a daily basis. My dad can do it in his sleep. So if you take care of yourself, it can be done. I understand the convenience of the pump.
Well, I just grew old reading that letter, if it's any consolation to that
guy. I'm sorry,
guy.
That was not what we
this wanted. Last one, is this a good one from Nate Johnson?
I think so.
Nate Johnson
last letter.
Is right.
I hold in my hand the last letter for now.
Yay!
Last letter for
Nate. Yeah! Thursday.
May a Cairo camel step on your sister's hoop skirt.
All right. Nate Johnson. Hi-oh. He writes, love the show. Thought I'd pass this along. I'm riding down the elevator today and talking to a rando about the show tomorrow, the snow tomorrow.
Yes.
She says that she decided to cancel her work at home for Tuesday because if she comes in on a snowy day, she might get 2 hours off. She's risking the drive to the office and back for 2 hours of free pay when she could just sit at home and avoid the risk and inconvenience of winter weather. I hate D.C. Andre, thank you very much.
You'll like that one.
That is your mailbag. We will take a break and come back with Rob's Audio Vault on the greatest show of the week right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com on Suckass Thursday. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. It is brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Looking younger is easier than you think, and now you can qualify for special deals on all kinds of services with Dr. Friedman's newsletter. To sign up, just click his ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's free, correct?
That is free.
Everything you want to know about plastic surgery, Dr. Friedman is one of the best in the business. Explore the rest of his website, too, and tell a friend, Dr. Bruce Friedman, I pray you have a good audio vault today.
Why? Why should we start now?
Because it would be helpful.
You know what? Yesterday, Mike, we had a wonderful moment, you and I.
Yes.
When we watched a bit of The View together.
Yeah, we did.
And I enjoyed this audio so much, I went and I got it. They were talking about Charlie Sheen, just like rest of America, and Whoopi volunteered that Charlie is not probably ready to go to rehab.
Right.
And here's part one of this, and they're arguing and being their hens, but this sets up the second clip.
Is it a choice? Do you have to choose one? I need to get help and go back to work at the same time, or I need to choose one or the other.
You can do both.
You can't.
Or should his boss maybe take a little responsibility? I'm
not saying that. No, it is not his. Listen, this is not his boss's responsibility. Right. This is Charlie's responsibility. And until Charlie makes a decision that he is ready and willing to stop doing what he's doing, because he can't do it anymore,
right.
He will do that. But he's not there yet.
Now, that was a very valid point, and they went on and they went back and forth a little more, but they kind of gave the implication that they all had valid opinions, and then Whoopi Goldberg says something that made Mike and I realize she was very qualified to make this remark.
I showed this to you and to Ronica yesterday, and it didn't it stop you in your tracks?
It absolutely did. Yeah.
It really stunned me, and I hadn't heard it before. Maybe I'm sure it's been reported before, but I'd never heard it.
Check it out.
I was a functioning drug addict. I went to work because I knew if I didn't show up, a lot of people would be out of work, and I wouldn't get a check and would not have the lifestyle that I needed to buy my drugs.
How did you get out of it?
I ended up sitting on a bed for 3 or 4 days, scared there was something under the bed. I wet the bed. I pooped the bed. I did all kinds of stuff. And my roommate came back and said, "What is going on?" I said, "There's something under the bed."
Yeah. Wow. And I was sitting there going, man, bottom. I mean, and you go, oh, maybe she had a little weed problem, but then you realize pretty heavy duty stuff to go into that kind of paranoia attack. Right. And I'm thinking maybe cocaine, you know, with whoopee, maybe heroin. Crime. You never know.
I just don't
know. And who knows?
Probably not diet pills.
Probably not diet pills at all. But Whoopi was terrific as she is on that show.
Great on that show.
You know, that show, I never watched that show on a regular basis until she joined it. And she has compelling things to say. And she also lays herself bare. And I think she's got an amazing lot of street credibility because she's done so much in the industry. And but boy, some of those other hens.
Well, she has something
just
that
shut
you...
the hell. Sherry Shepherd, please just button it. You don't have any valid opinions, in my opinion. There you go. You know,
it's kind of painting with a broad stroke.
Well, Sherry Shepherd,
she's right though.
Yeah, Sherry Shepherd. See, I never can get the feeling that Sherry Shepherd is doing anything but just wanting to get her time with no thought behind
it. She loves
it
to advance the notion of Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah. She's all about that, and I'm so glad you're getting married.
Whoopi has something that you don't see on TV a lot. There are a lot of smart people on TV, but to me it seems like Whoopi has wisdom. She seems wise.
That's a great analysis.
You think?
That is a great analysis. Maybe that's what it is with her. She seems wise. Like she has been there and she has done it.
I tell you who doesn't seem wise. Who's that? Jim Cantore. What a dick. I found this clip. This is him live coverage on the Weather Channel when he's doing a cutaway in Chicago, and you'd think that someone handed him a suitcase full of diamonds because a thunderclap happened in a snowstorm. Check this fool out.
I heard it was a bus Minneapolis cars are listen to that! Son of a... That's unbelievable! Oh, my God.
Start it again, because he uses the Chris Farley line.
Yeah, he does. Son of a...
somebody has defined this as his double rainbow.
That's what I thought of.
I give you Jim Cantore and his Chris Farley impression.
I heard it was a bus Minneapolis cars are listen to that! Son of a...
That's holy shnikes.
Oh, my goodness.
Thunder snow.
Holy smoke.
what a tool.
Hey, all right. Now, I want you to jump ahead. We don't need to hear Christiane Amanpour because I didn't think that was that big a deal. Okay. However, I would like to hear Anderson Cooper describe his attack because I have not seen it and I haven't heard about
it. I would like to first describe it and then play you the actual audio of the attack.
Okay.
Because he was, here's the description first.
Neil Holsworth and my producer Marianne Fox and I were heading toward Liberation Square in order to report on both sides of the protests. In order to get there, we had to pass through a crowd of pro-Mubarak protesters. I was shooting this video on my flip camera so as not to attract too much attention. Suddenly, a man jumped out of the crowd and tried to grab Neil's camera. That's when all hell broke loose. People started throwing punches, pushing us around, screaming at us. We immediately decided to turn around and try to get to a safe location. Several Egyptian men helped us, but still the crowd followed, throwing punches. We only had about a block left to go when another guy came up and punched me in the head. All we were trying to do today was report on both sides of this conflict.
Scary.
Anderson Cooper, cold cocked.
It's always...
Hey. Shock jock.
It's always us.
Yeah.
Why the hell is it always us? Why? You know, our journey. It's Americans. It's Americans.
Well,
they hate us.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's so sick of that.
That
crap.
Is actually, you hear that in the Christiane Amanpour clip. He said, we hate you.
We hate you
because you are Americans and we hate Americans.
Yeah. I mean,
well, those are the bad guys and we're the good guys. So naturally, they're going to hate us. Sucks.
Yeah. Well, we're the country that put cheese in a can.
You have the actual attack?
You want to hear it raw? The raw audio?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let them go.
I'm taking pictures. Hey, calm down. Hey, calm down. Inshallah.
Bedlam. Horrifying.
Hey.
Come down. How about that?
Sounds like one of our meetings.
God. Scary
stuff. Swear to God, the Middle East.
And there's another thing that I didn't know about. This lady was on the Today Show this morning. Her name is Mary Thornberry. She's 76. Now, I don't know what series of decisions leads to a senior citizen living in Cairo.
Lady,
but she's like the last person left in her apartment. And this is this lady.
An American trapped in her apartment because of the protesters around her.
And she's literally looking over that square where all the action's going down. This is this lady's trying to protect herself. 76.
I have a sharp knife. I have hot water. I have my walking cane. And I have my rolling pin. So that's my armory. I have nobody but myself. I really don't want to leave because the place will be vandalized and it's my home.
Scary.
Yeah, you wonder why, you know, an American would be living in Cairo. Who knows? A variety of reasons, perhaps.
She was an historian, is an historian, and studies it and lives there now.
She was a big fan of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, I suppose if you are an archaeologist or you're into that type of pursuit, it would be a big deal.
76, you could be an archaeologist just by remembering things.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike, we talked some time back about aphasia.
Yes.
How about this lady? Her name is Sarah Carlson. She is an anchor in Madison, Wisconsin. And she has a bit of an aphasia attack while reading the news.
Oh, dear.
I want you to hear this. Because obviously, something not right with this lady.
Faced in a lawsuit against President Obama's health care reform law. Attorney General J.D. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and Pelé spring risk by health ersist.
Wow. Terrifying.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did she mention that it's aphasia?
That turned out. There
was a migraine type thing?
A lot of people were saying pills, booze, but it turned out
Do I sound like that when I get it?
No. I've never heard you that bad.
I'd like to salute the worst website I've found in probably 2 years. And I don't know how they're getting away with it, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's off already because it doesn't appear to be linked with Graceland. It's a thing where you can, I'm going to give you the thing, the address.
Address.
But you put in your name and a friend's name, and quote-unquote Elvis Presley calls you, okay? This is the worst Elvis impression I have ever heard in my life. This sounds like, I mean, no offense, like me or Mark or RJ just called and said, hi, it's Elvis Presley. And it's just, I want you to hear it. Here is Elvis calls number one.
Melissa, this is Elvis Presley. Where's that, Elvis? Sorry. Someone you know, Jeff, asked me to call and say hi, and shoot,
And I love the bad pause where they insert the pre-recording.
Editing.
Right.
No longer is it ever an Elvis impression. It's always some cracker. It's some southerner
just anybody.
That's just got a southern accent. Hi, I want to call you.
Ice cream cone. Oh, listen again when they insert the name Jeff.
Melissa, this is Elvis Presley. Yes, that Elvis. Someone you know, Jeff, asked me to call and say hi, and shoot, I never turned down a request from a good friend. Can you hold on just a second? I'm between sets at a sold-out gig, and the crowd is going wild. Hold on a second. Thank you. Thank you. You're fantastic. Thank you.
Nice clapping.
Thank
you.
Horrible.
You're a showstopper, you know. Thank you so much, folks. Thank you. I'll be with you just as soon as I just get finished with this call.
Have you ever seen...
That is your magic audio ball.
I know we don't have time, but have you ever seen the episode, a show called Storage Wars?
No.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you about it next break.
Now that's another new one?
You're going to love it.
Because we've got pickers
and storage. It has to do with Elvis.
Work.
That's why I want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll take a short break.
Hey, how was the audio vault?
The audio vault was very good.
Thank you.
Added some nice balance.
Shut up, Mark.
Thank you, Menasha. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz of the News. It better be good right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's get him in here. The man, the legend. He's got news for you. Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
And we're brought to you today by RIP Digital. Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer. And RIP Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't. Get rid of your CD clutter. Get your long-lost favorites into your iPod or home theater system. RIP Digital converted my music. They can do the same for you. This is a great deal. Click the RIP Digital ad on our website. Or visit ripdigital.com.
Anything to please you.
Anything to please you.
Yeah, he jumped the gun a little bit.
Great job, Rob.
He's excited.
This would also be a nice thing to do for somebody for
Valentine's
Day.
I look forward to
Day.
After the show when I can take lessons from Mark on how to run the board. So or be funny or read.
Think about it as a gift. If you would.
Jeez.
Chaos in Cairo. The Egyptian army now finds itself in the weird position of trying to keep the peace between anti-government protesters and the thugs pretending to be pro-government protesters. It's gotten ugly.
All right, now let me stop you right there.
Very good.
So you believe that these individuals that are demonstrating for Mubarak are hired guns?
Yeah, exactly.
How many of them are we talking about? A lot of them, or is it a smaller number?
No, I think it's a large number. And in fact, the number was so large, they were able to surround the There were very few protesters in, what are they calling it, Freedom or Independent Square. Liberation Square.
Okay.
There were very few people there yesterday, mostly families with kids and that kind of thing. Not a lot of protests. What protests there were very small yesterday. These thugs rode in on buses and horses and camels into the city and actually were able to surround the square and enclose these people and entrap them and attack them.
And there's fire and there's lynchings and it's gotten extraordinarily ugly.
These are mercenaries we're talking about here.
I absolutely do.
And it also sets what is it Mubarak. I can never pronounce it.
Just call him Hosni.
Is what he's trying to demonstrate and really what he's manipulating allegedly is that if he doesn't rule, chaos will ensue.
And so he's trying to prove this point by bringing in these thugs.
Well, this is a bad guy. Yeah. It's a bad guy, and it shows that the initial demonstrations were
peaceful,
were correct,
exactly,
and that they're right to want to get this guy the hell out of it.
The U.S. still backing the revolution, and in the end, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will be forced out of office long before his planned September retirement. Uprisings are brewing in other nearby Arab countries, and that has some experts worried about al-Qaeda. That was the topic at the National Press Club here in Washington yesterday, that terrorists may take advantage of the chaos to grab some power. Let's hope not.
Well, I just want everybody that's been contacting me on Facebook to know that, yes, we have implemented the plan. Yes, we are working diligently. Mm-hmm. And yes, there is a chance that by the end of the weekend, we will be able to install RJ Diaz on the throne.
Viva Diaz.
Egypt, yes.
Hosni Diaz.
Yes, yes. Tutkin Diaz.
Now, as
he'll make sure everyone has internet.
Absolutely.
He will, actually. As expected, Republicans in our Senate tried and failed yesterday to repeal the health care reform law that remains in effect despite the recent court ruling calling it unconstitutional. Right. But Republicans are vowing not to let go of the issue, turning now to the law's rules about birth control. Republicans hope to cash in on Catholic and conservative opposition to provisions in the law that cover contraception. More fun with guns, a three-parter here. A dozen people packing guns showed up at the town council meeting in York, Pennsylvania last night. Members of the Tea Party were there because a councilwoman dared to suggest that guns be banned at council meetings. One citizen called her proposal treason.
Wow.
The son of Nebraska's lieutenant governor, meanwhile, accidentally shot himself in the face yesterday with a Glock 9mm handgun. He'll undergo a second surgery tomorrow. And remember the DEA agent who accidentally shot himself in the foot with a Glock while speaking in a classroom a few years back?
Yeah, it was all over YouTube.
Well, Lee Page is now suing the U.S. government for releasing the video, which became a big hit on YouTube.
You know what? I don't know.
Why did it take him so long?
But I think suing
he had
now,
to walk.
Videos on YouTube, it's just, haven't the litigations that they've done, it's not there yet.
No,
I mean, they can't get
rid of it. And how's he going to prove it? I don't know. And this happened 6 years ago. You're right. He's just now
so
getting to it.
So funny, though, when you see this guy.
Very popular video.
Big guy, too, if I remember. Oh, yeah. Like, muscular
he's
guy.
He's cocky. He's like, here we go. What do you got to do?
Now, listen, kids, when you're handling these guns, it's really important to go, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm okay. He was really calm. He didn't scream after he got shot.
Zipping quickly through other news today, the OB tampon shortage continues, especially out west.
Yeah, Mike.
Because of winter weather, that's delayed truck shipments from Johnson & Johnson. Charlie Sheen says the rumors about him are crap, and quoting him, by the way, two wars are in an endless state of sorrow. Egypt is about burned to the ground, and all you care about is my bull ass? Mm-hmm. Shame. And 26 of this year's Super Bowl players weigh over 300 pounds. 13 on each team, weighing 300 pounds or more.
Three of the people in this room do.
That's true.
In 1980...
I wonder which ones. You know what the sad thing is? Like, the other three don't add up to 300 pounds.
I know.
In 1980, there were only three players in the entire league who weighed that much. The New York City Council has banned smoking in parks and on public beaches. And a new study says coffee boosts the brain power of women but reduces brain power in men.
Really?
Really.
It almost makes a sequel.
That's funny.
Good night, everybody.
I like that.
And finally, the flight attendants of Virgin Atlantic Airlines have just finished a survey in which they were asked about the strangest, dumbest requests they ever hear from passengers. Some have asked them to fix their hair. Some have asked to have the engines turned down and to make them less noisy. Some have asked the captain to stop the turbulence. Some have asked if there's a McDonald's on board. Others have asked to be shown to the showers or where the children's playroom is. The best, stupidest question from airline passengers? Could you open the window?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. You That's bet. It. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by Voice Your Feelings. Yeah. You can record a personal message and assign it to a real sound paper greeting card. And when we say sound paper greeting card, it's the kind you open up,
right, that makes
open up
sound.
That talks.
Right.
You see them just like the balloons.
You know what they sound like, Mike?
You go ahead.
Anything to please you.
Voice Your Feelings will mail it for you also. Wow. You can post your voice greeting card on a friend's Facebook wall. TMOS fans can also include messages from Mike, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, even Charlie, and Internet Radio Tommy. Think Valentine's Day.
Sure.
And use the link on our website to voice your feelings. And it's terrific. Well, you heard Buzz's.
It's really good.
Yeah. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Mr. Ronick, Mr. Burbank, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Spiewak, and Mr. Santana, Mr. O'Mara saying bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Anything. The passion is the best part.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.